again. Let's start again from Amar Abaye. Amar Abaye, Pshita Li, Yado Shel Adam, Eina, Lo Kishus HaRabin, Lo Kishus HaYachid. Kishus HaRabin, Lo Damya, Miyado Da Ani, Kishus HaYachid, Lo Damya, Miyado Da Balabais. Zogt Rashi. Amar Abaye, Pshita Li, Mimas Nisim. Yado Shel Adam, Hapshuta Lo Shus HaCheres, Eina Nizrekes, Acha Gufo Lugamre. The Pshitali is from the Mishnah. The thing that he's going to prove from the Mishnah, that goes into the Pshitali. In other words, the Mishnah indicates, so Rashi is reading it, Pshitali mimasnisi. We're going to show from the Mishnah that these facts are true. That's why it's Pshitali. What is Pshitali? That the Yad that's in a different Rishus with something in it is not considered to be in the Rishus where the Guf is. Ein nizrekes acha gufo l'gamre. Rashi expresses l'gamre. In other words, there is some element where the Guf is, you know, somehow impacts on the status of the Yad and what's in the Yad. There's a concept of Eged Yad, as we noted in the earlier Gemara. Eged Yad, Eged Guf, Eged Kli. Similar idea. So it's not as if there isn't anything to talk about, that the goof is in a different rishus. It does in fact have ramifications. But don't tell me that that what's in your yad is nizrekes acha gufo l'gamre, that we should treat what's in your yad as if it were in the rishus of the goof. Lios ki rishus shehu omeid ba. And this is truth. Bein shehu rishus hayachid, bein shehu rishus harabim. Abai introduces this as Yad Shel Adam Eino Lo Kishus HaRabim Lo Kishus HaYachid. So in other words, the issue has to do with whether it's Nigreres Achar Gufo, and this is true whether the Guf is Rishus HaRabim, so the Yad is in Rishus HaYachid and it doesn't automatically take on an absolute status of Rishus HaRabim, and it's not Kishus HaYachid in the other direction. When your Guf is Rishus HaYachid, the Yad and what's in the Yad is not considered to be Ugamri Acha Gufo, to be Rishus HaYachid. That's Rashi's reading of the Gemara. And now, what is it? Pshitali Mimas Nisin. So where is Abai seated in Mishnah? So the Abai explains. The Girsa, again, this is Rashi's Girsa, as we have in our Gemara. Kishus HaRabim Lo Damya Miyado Da'ani. And Kishus HaYachid Lo Damya Miyado Da'balabais. Kishus HaRabim Lo Damya Miyado Da'ani, says Rashi. Diktani Masnisin Dechinatal Balabais Mitocha Patu. So what happens? The Ani is outside and his hand is inside, and the halacha is, the Mishnah says, that if the Balabais takes from the Ani's hand, so it's Shnei Peturin. The Ani did the Akira and the Balabais did the Hanacha, and Shnei Peturin. And the question is, were we to assume that the Yad would be exactly what the Guf is, so then you should say that the Balabais should be Chayef. Why? Because if you treat the Yad as the place of the Guf, so then where's the Yad now? Where's the Yad in Rishus HaRabim? So then what you have here is the Balabais did an Akira from Rishus HaRabim. By taking it from the Yad of the Ani, he was Okir from Rishus HaRabim. So that's what you see here. That's not so. It's not considered Lugamre to be Nizrak after the Guf. That's in terms of Rishus HaRabim. Kishus HaYachid Lo Damya. Says Rashi, Impshuta Rishus HaRabim. So Kishus HaYachid Lo Damya, if the Guf is Rishus HaYachid and the hand is extended Rishus HaRabim, that's the Balabais. That's the case of the Balabais extending his hand outside. Miyada de Balabais. And what do we see in Mishnah in that case? Miyada de Balabais, Diktani Nato Ani Mitocha Pater. The Balabais did the Akira. The Ani took it from the hands of the Balabais, which is extended out. So the Ani is Pater. Were we to say that the Yad is Nigra Lugamri after the Guf, so then you have the Yad being in Rishus HaYachid. And then the Ani should be Chayef for Hutsah, because he took it out of Rishus HaYachid. This is Rashi's reading of the words, Rashi's girsa. So what is Abaye coming to tell us? That we don't consider that what's in the yad to be, in absolute sense, to be in the reshus of the guf. The right being from the fact that you don't have, that the one who takes it from the other one's hand, that's extended into the other reshus, is not considered to be a violation of the malach of hutzah, because it's not considered, like it took it out of the other reshus, because the yad is in some sense not nigra after the guf. The yad is considered to be in some sense where it is, not necessarily after the guf. Rashi brings the proof of the Mishnah being the case of natal, natal ha'ani, natal balabais from the other di'ani, or natal ani mi other the balabais. Cha'or Rashi could have also said what? Nasan. The nasan l'tolcha, and then he pulled back. So there too, shneim peturin. And we say because all he did was an akira. But wait a second. Nasan l'tolcha, he put into a different rishus. So l'chor Rashi could have said that too. The way the Rashi brings it on both accounts. The natal and the nasan. This is Rashi's pshat. The Rishonim ask kashis on Rashi, and then therefore they prefer the other girsa, the pshat of the Rach. What are some of the kashis that are raised on Rashi? We saw yesterday the Rashba, right? Hachi Goris Rashi, Abaye Yadish about Adam Eino Lo Kishus HaYachid Lo Kishus HaRabim. It's also interesting to ponder the following. Why does Abaye have to phrase this issue in terms of it's not Kishus HaRab, not Kishus HaYachid? The real Nikud of Abaye is what? That the Yad is not Nisrek HaSach HaGufa. The way Abaye puts it, it's not Kishus HaRabim, meaning the Gufa is Kishus HaRabim, it's not Kishus HaYachid. The Nekud of Abaye should be. It's not Nisbek, it's Achagufo. Is there anything more in the way Abaye says it, the way he puts it? Is it? Can we glean something from the way Abaye puts it that might indicate something more in terms of the Chidush here? Something to think about, yeah. The Rashba asks on Rashi. Upirish, Kirishus, Shaguf, Omid, Sham, Vatel, Rishus. In other words, were it to be nisrekes achagufa, what would that mean? That the reshus where the guf is situated is mevatel the reshus that the yad is extended into. And it's true, bein shipshutu reshus harabim, then you might think that the guf reshus hayachid would be mevatel, so to speak, would overwhelm the reshus where the yad is. Or the other way, shipshutu reshus hayachid vum reshus harabim, that maybe the Rishus HaRabim, you might think, would be Mevato, as the Rashi puts it, would be Mevato Rishus Yipshuta. And to be Nizrekes HaGufo means that the Rishus of the Guf is Mevato. It's a gather of Mevato Rishus Yipshuta. And then he continues, explains, based on Rashi, Kishus Ram Udamim Yad Da'ani, that Natal Balbai is Oshin Nasan, as we noted. Both things the Rashi puts into Rashi's Pshat. The Ichashvus Lekishus HaRabim, like the place where the Ani is, then Hayachayev, by Nata or Nasa. Lechem, Lepashat Balabai says Yadu Lachut, and the same thing. Says the Rashi, Ve'in Mechuvah. Rashi's Pshad is not, doesn't seem correct. Says the Rashi, but why not? Chada. The Pshita, She'en Hayad, Hapshuta, Rishus HaYachid, Cholekes, Rishus La'atzma, What's his first question? It seems clear, obvious, that a yad that's extended to Rishus HaYachid could not have the definition of Rishus HaRabim by virtue of what? By virtue of what, Rabosai? Of the fact that it's Nizrek es Achagufo and the Guf is in Rishus HaRabim. In other words, the other direction, the Rashba had no problem in Svar. To say that the Yad of Pshuta Rishus HaRabim should have the status of Rishus HaYachid because the Yad is connected to the Guf and the Guf is Rishus HaYachid. So therefore, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, you have this island of Rishus HaYachid. because the yad is connected to the guf and shesayachid, that the Rashba can live with. Right? What can't the Rashba tolerate? Not just the Rashba, others have shown him as well in different language. They're all bothered by this question. That there's no tzad in the world to say that the hand being Rishus HaYachid should be Cholekes Rishus HaAtzma, that means that the Rishus HaRabim, that the hand is connected to, because the guf is there, should overwhelm and be Mevatel the Rishus HaYachid, where the hand is actually physically situated. Just to explain a little bit, we don't really know much of anything right now. We have Rishus, I mean, it's very hard to learn without knowing much, but just we have to try at least to touch up something about what the Rashba is saying. He seems to be intuitively bothered by this possibility that there can be a status of Rishus HaRabin by virtue of the guf being there if the hand is in Rishus HaYachid. That can't be. The other way the Rashba can understand. How do you explain it? Yeah?
No, is that because a person has Dalan Arbos?
No. We're talking about Rishus HaYachid is defined by Mechitzos. That's the main characteristic, main feature of Rishus HaYachid. So some Rishonim actually use that language when they ask the Kashi. Look around, and the other Rishonim, Shita Laran, others. You can't have a Rishus HaRabim Toch Mechitzos. The Rashba doesn't use those words, but it's possible that Rashba means along those lines as well. When you have a Rishus, which is defined by Mechitzos, and suddenly you're going to say within the Mechitzos themselves are the, that's the definition. If it's Toch Mechitzos, it's Rishus HaYachid. So how can you say that within that precinct of Mechitzos, Rishus HaYachid, you can have a Yad that's considered Rishus HaRabin? The other way around, you don't have that problem. You can have Rishus HaRabin, because it's a rabbin that go there and all the different characteristics of Rishus HaRabin, but because the hand is nigra after the guf, so you can have a status of Rishus HaYachid because it's nigra after the guf. I think that could be enough maybe already by itself to explain the Rashba, that the notion of mechitzos, or to add the point of being mevatel. In other words, Rashba put it in terms of that the Rishus of the guf, what you would think would be mevatel the Rishus, what the yad is. So if the Rishus is more like it's not like Rishus HaRabim is not Parav, Karmelis, I mean, Makom Patur really would be the Parav of Rishus, but the Rishus HaRabim is defined by Rabim, Rabim Marbokimbo and so on, but it doesn't take as much to be Mevatel a Rishus HaRabim and say, well, this is Rishus HaYachid in the Rishus HaRabim because of the guf, than it does to be Mevatel Rishus HaYachid, which is defined be'etzem by Mechitzos. So this is Tochen Mechitzos. Rishus HaRabim, good. It's an area that people go through. A large number of people, throngs of people go through, right? One of the main ideas of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, but this particular pocket, Rishus HaRabim, has a status of Rishus HaYachid because of the, binigra. Yishkeferach, that we can hear. But if the definition of Rishus HaYachid, why is something Rishus HaYachid? Because it's Tochen Mechitzos. So this is as much Toch Mechitzos as an inch next to it. So what? Because of the Yad is connected to the Guf, this is Toch Mechitzos too. So the Din Rishus HaYachid is not going to be undermined by the Nizrek HaSach HaGufo. You can't tamper with that status if the status is measured by the Mechitzos of Rishus HaYachid. Just again, without knowing much, just to sort of put a svara on the table, like off the cuff. Why the Rashba doesn't feel he can do it to Rishus HaYachid. Again, I'm emphasizing the point of being the Vatil that he started with. You have to overcome something. You have to overwhelm something. You have to go transcend that natural status of where it is and give it some other shame. So to do it in Rishus HaYachid, which is defined by Mechitzos, is a lot harder. Yeah?
You're saying, but in the other case, when your Yad goes outside...
Right, so there you could say that the definition of Shusam doesn't is not a, it's a function of different things, but it's not as much of a how should I put it, not as much of a clear cut definition, here the Mechitzos make the Rishus HaYachid. You have to see more about what it means, but the particular Nekuda of Mechitzos, I think, is what could be driving the Rashba. Other Rishonim use that type of language. So that's why, I'm thinking in those terms. I mean, Shita Laran, I think, asks on Rashi along these lines. Let's just see for a second. Lo Nihira, the Shita Laran, the Pshita, Ad kan lashon here of the Chitul Aran. Again, the Rashba didn't use that language, but maybe the Rashba could be thinking in those terms as well.
But when your hand leaves, the da'al mechitza would have to be an extension of the
shuriyachi. So we have to add something. We have to add an akuda. Again, maybe this is enough by itself without the point of mechitzas. See, Rishus HaYachid, the sugi is later on in the first parak called Chorei Rishus HaYachid, Dinam Kishus HaYachid. You have little pocket. Rishus HaYachid is defined by whatever, how the dimensions, and so on. So the dimensions are what they are, chitzos. And then you have like good old holes, so points that sort of are connected, but it doesn't have, that area doesn't have the particular characteristics, but it's associated with Rishus HaYachid. It comes out of Rishus HaYachid. So the way it comes later in Sugya is Chol Rishus HaYachid for sure Adinam K'Rishus HaYachid. Chol Rishus HaRab is a machlokas. So what do you see here? You see that if something is appended to Rishus HaYachid, it's easier to give it Adinam Rishus HaYachid because it just flows from the Rishus HaYachid. It's nitfal. It becomes a tafel to Rishus HaYachid to take on the status of Rishus HaYachid. So even though it doesn't by itself have what Rishus HaYachid requires, but it takes on the same halacha. But Rishus HaRab is not a symbol to do that. So maybe that's the vort. Maybe that could be by itself what the Rashba means. That the to give something a din of Rishus HaYachid is easier. So Nigracha Gufa, I can hear that you can have a piece of Rishus HaRab, an island Rishus HaRab, that's Dino Rishus HaYachid. You have another sugi coming up in Daf Dalet, Shadi Nofo Basa Ikro. You have a tree with branches and one Rishus, and the trunk is in another Rishus. So there too, we'll see from the Tosfos and over there, that you can more readily say this principle, that if something lands on the branch, that you consider it to be landed in the Rishus that the trunk is in. In which direction? If the Nof is Rishus HaRabim and the trunk, the Iker, is in Rishus HaYachid, so we say that we consider that branch to be an extension of Rishus HaYachid. So I'm just showing you again, by way of example, that it's not easier to see Rishus HaYachid branching, pardoning the pun, branching out, and you can see Rishus HaRabim within Rishus HaRabim a status of Rishus HaYachid than the other way around. Okay, so Atkan for us now, just to have that idea in our heads for the sugyas that come later, that this is what you already see in Rishonim. That's what the Rashba is bothered by. Now, Rashi, of course, did not have a problem with this. Rashi understood the Gemara very well, that there is what to think about, that the Yad being nigra after the Guf can go in either direction. So you have to know what can read in the Kuda here, where Rashi didn't have the problem as much. Rashi feels good. If it's nigra after the Guf, that's what it is. It is like the Guf. So it can go directions, in two different directions. Even in Rishus HaYachid, it can have something which is a din of Rishus HaRabim. That's why Rabbi has to emphasize the Chiddush not that way. That's the second Kasha, that's the first Kasha rather, of the Rashba. Yeah.
Didn't
Gemara say that
about
Pshitali? Rashi read it. We were dying at the Rashi. Pshitali means the Mishnah taught it to me. But the first Rashi. Pshitali mimasnisa. No, the Svara wouldn't dictate it. It's the fact that the Mishnah clearly would not make sense if that were true. You would have nothing with Tocha, or Natam with Tocha as Rashi has it, would be Chayiv. The Svara Rabbi could have heard. As far as not beyond the pale, but Pshitali Masnisa. And the Rashba says, what is it to talk about? You can't even imagine such a thing. To have a Rishus HaRabim Toch Mechitzos, or to have a Rishus HaRabim in the middle of Rishus HaYachid. Okay. That's the first Kasha of the Rashba on Rashi's Pshat. Then the Rashba has another Kasha. This is going to be more Nageh as we read on the Gemara, but we'll see it now. V'od shabaya di ibayile im tayose kamelis eina meinyan hapshitus di yado eina negveres achar aguf l'chayiv hanosi betocha v'anotam imena אבל אם חזרה שאצלו אין הכי מחולקס ממנו ואין הבעיה אלא מכי מחולקס ממנו להחזירה אצלו. Let's understand, what is he asking here? What comes right next in the Gemara? Leads into the whole sugi here. Having given his introduction of this is pasha to me, now Abai proceeds to ask a shayla. Boy, Abai, and the whole Gemara discusses this shayla. That if you have a case like this, where a person extends his hand to the other rishus, again we'll see, doesn't matter which rishus, for sure rishus a rabbin. Right? Rashi seems to go in either direction. So what do we say? Maybe it should be us to bring back what you have in your hand to rishus that you started with. Let's say you rishus a yachid, and you extend your hand into rishus a rabbin. And the suffix of Abai is that maybe the hand should have a din of karmelis, and the halach is karmelis is a rishus that the chachamim classified as a separate rishus that prohibits you to transfer from it to either rishus a yachid or rishus a rabbin, or vice versa. That's isad rabbana. The deraisa is only rishus a yachid, rishus a rabbin. Karmelis would be makom patur, were not for this new category that Chum created. Makom patur doesn't have, again, it's neutral. Be'etzem it's mutter midaraisa to go, and even afterwards from makom patur to either rishus a yachid or rishus a rabbin, not supposed to go directly, especially isad rabbana. But Karmelis is different. Karmelis has certain its own classifications. We'll see more again as the sugyas play out. So therefore, you can't carry from a Karmelis to either Rishus Yad or Rishus Rabbin, or vice versa. And the Gemara raises a question. Now, this Yad that's extended to the other Rishus, should it have a status of a Karmelis? If you know why, Knas, not Knas, different Gersos, well, this will have to be explained well. Why is this suffix working off of the preface of what Abai started with? Because Abai starts by positing what's clear to him, and then proceeds to ask the question, and what about the following? Would the Yad and the other Rishus, what's in the Yad, would the Yad itself have a din of a karmelis? So what is the Rashba asking here? So again, we'll work out soon the pshat of the Rach, but contrast. Right? There the issue is going to be whether it has a status of the rishus that it's in, whether it has a status of the rishus that it's right now situated in. And we're going to say no, not rishus harabim, it's in rishus harabim, not rishus hayachim, it's in rishus hayachim. So then the question arises from that, but what about the following? What about, should the yad have the din of a karmelis? And the details will have to work out. So then it flows well. But the Rashba was asking, but if the original statement of Abaye was not about, you know, whether it's like the Rishus it's in, but the Shaila was whether it is defined by being in the Rishus that the Guf is in. So he says, no, it's not like the Rishus where the Guf is in, whether it's the Guf in Rishus HaRabim, whether the Guf is Rishus HaYachid. So where does that lead into the next part of the Gemara? So Abai says, but the shayla is does have din of karmelis. What's wrong? So let's look at how the Rashba phrases the question. The oath. Jahabaya the ibayle im tiyasa karmelis ena me inyan habshitus. What does he mean the word pshitus here? The pshitale, right? It's not of the same discussion of what the Pshitale was talking about. Which is what? What is the Pshitale? The Yado Eina Negreres Achar Aguf L'chayev Hanosim B'tochav Anotam Imena. No, the Pshitale has to do with the person who would take from or put in to that hand that's extended to the other Rishus. That's the Pshitale from the Mishnah. Okay, and what's the suffix of Abaye? If it has din of a karmelis, it's gabi what? Whether you are permitted to come back to Rishus HaYachid, let's say, where you started. So what does that have to do with the first point? The first point had to do with issues of a person wants to put into that hand or take from that hand. Is the hand considered to be in the Rishus of the body? And now we have the suffix, if there's a hand extended, can you bring the hand back? So it's not of the same discussion. In that respect, we weren't discussing whether it's considered distinct from the body or not. Why would you think he can't take it back? Now, the discussion of karmelis is not beginning to guess someone putting in or taking out of it. What's the discussion that we're dealing with, whether it has been the karmelis? Specifically, if I can put it back. And what was the pshita of Abai discussing? The question of whether someone can put or remove from the head. So it's not of the same issue at all. Okay, so the chur, what Rashi say. So to understand Rashi, we have to wait a little bit. In other words, the chur, it has to do with a very important issue in that suffix, and it has to do with the gir sadir as well. We'll see it's going to follow up with the Rashba later on as well, on this same point. Namely, that suffix of Abaya, which we haven't read yet, whether you can bring it back, that which you want to treat as a karmelis, is that me'ikar hadin? For some reason you should have a din of a karmelis? The chachamim, would treat it as a karmelis. Or because the chachamim wanted to penalize you. The gear sort would be mikansua. You read the Gemara. Mm-hmm. If the chachamim, their own wanted to do it, where does the Rashba's kasha make more sense? If the girsa later would be a siruha or a kansuha, where would the Rashba's question make more sense to you? What? A siruha. The chachamim would want to see fit to classify the yad as a karmelis. You're coming out of left field with such a possibility. Why would you want to say that? We're discussing the issue of the yad being nigra after the guf, or not being nigra after the guf, in terms of someone taking or putting in the hand. And now you're asking me about classifying as a karmelis. God be bringing it back. Who's ever discussed that issue? But if the issue is, Abai wants to know, there's a reason to cancel the person for doing something wrong. He did an Aveira, the Rabbanon, he did something he shouldn't have done. He went and extended his hand. He did an Akira, Shavu Kedin. So let's make a Knas. So then, it's not such a terrible connection. I think that the more that we can think in terms of Kansua, as Rashi, I think, had the Girsa, this question will be, I think, mitigated. And again, we'll see later in the Rashba as well, consistent in the Rashba, it seems to be working with the other Girsa. Asrua, like Tosu says, not the Girsa of Kansua. In Tosa Rash, also, he makes it more like the Girsa of the Rach is better than the Girsa of Rashi. He says, L'hach Girsa, we'll speak at the Rach, Nicha Davi Habayim Me'ena Pshitusa. I think there may be another Knech over here. From the Tosa Rash, I think you get a little bit of a different Knech. Why it's better, according to, maybe we should speak at the Rach first, and then we'll appreciate this better. Let's speak at the other Shat. The Girsa Sarach, and then return to this particular point of the Rashba and the Tosa Rash in terms of the connection. So the other Girsa, the focus of Abaye is not in order to inform us that the Yad is not considered to be Nigra after the Gufu Gamre, as Rashi has it. To the contrary. What Abaye's Pshitali is coming to convey is that the Yad is not considered to be in the Rishus that is presently situated. If anything, the other way around. In other words, what we end up saying is that the Yad is indeed Nigrar, let's just say, to some extent, after the Guf. It's the Yad. Rashi was saying it's not Nigrar Gami after the Guf. For the Rach, we're coming to say it's not Kirshus HaYachid, not Kirshus HaRabim, meaning a Yad and Rishus HaYachid that was extended from the other Rishus is not the Gami Kirshus HaYachid. And the Yad and Rishus HaRabim is not Rishus HaRabim. Okay. And now, where do you see in the Mishnah that point? So how does it now work in the Girsa of the Gemara? So here you have to change the Girsa. We have the Girsa that Rashi had. Rashi, apparently, they say Rashi changed it. They say the old Girsa was the Rav's Girsa. We have our Gemara already, after the fact. They had the Girsa that they had the Girsa Kirshus Hayachid Lo Damya Niyado Da'ani. Kishus harabim lo dam miyadet balabais. Everyone hear it, right? Kishus hayachid lo dam miyadet da'ani. What's the miyadet da'ani? So here there are two nekudas. Let's focus first on one. What the Tosa Rush mentions, the Rashba mentions. What's the issue here? The ani extends his hand with something in it to Rishus Hayachid. Now, what are we saying? The yad is not considered to be in the place where it is physically. Rishus Hayachid lo dami. How do I know that? Miyadu da'ani. The ani extended his hands with something in it inside. So what do you see? You see that right now it's not considered to be in Rishus Hayachid. How do you see it? Go ahead. Because otherwise it would be chayav right away. The din is, natal balabais mitocha, shnei peturin. But why so? After all, right now, he should be chayav because he brought it into Rishus Hayachid. Because he has a status of Rishus Hayachid right now. Where's the hanacha? So we have to understand, how does this now affect the issue of hanacha? Treating Rishus Hayachid is Oled Rakia, that's fine, but where's the actual hanacha? So what's the answer, apparently? It's Nayach. Why is it Nayach? Because if it's nigger after the guf, it's important point. If it's nigger, if it's, what do you mean it's nigger after the guf?
It's
not nigger after the guf. If it's independent of the guf, that's the point. Then that's everything. Then it should be considered to be chayiv for having done hachnasa. And the other way around, that's kishus hayachid lo havi miyadu da'ani, who came inside. Kishus Arabi Vodamya, the other Balbais means the Balbais extended his hand outside with something in it. Not the Ani took from him. Forget the Ani take from him. The Balbais should be immediately chayit. Let's look at the Rashba's language again. Barach Goris Ipcha, Kishus Arabi Vodamya, the other Balbais, Kishus Ayachid Vodamya, the other Ani, Kuloma. Pshitali, the yado basagufa greira kedamina. So, what is a baya really being machadish then? In effect, according to the Rach Skir, said the Rishonim explained, what principle? Why don't we say you're chayiv right away? Because basagufa greira. That means that the yad is considered to be in this, in following where the guf is. Bein apshutu shesaram, bein apshutu shesayachid. It doesn't matter that it's right now in the other Rishus, it's really seen as being in the Rishus of the Guf. But now, how does this lead more smoothly to the Hemshach HaGemar? Let's focus on that for a second. Ela Hamibayili, now meaning the Rashba. Oh, so now this is going to answer the question that he asked in Rashi. Habibayili, imotziua mlea peris, imhi kirishus la'atzma uteke karmelis. O nigveris la'olam basagufa umutu lachzir etzlo. In other words, you've just shown me that it's, in some sense, nigveris achar haguf. In some sense. That it's not, in absolute sense, to be viewed as being in the rishus that it's physically right now in. But how far do you say it's nigveris achar haguf? To the extent that it's nigveris achar haguf in the ultimate sense, then what would you argue? Could you bring it back? Certainly. Because nothing's changing. It ain't metalto in that same rishus. If you're rishus hayachid, your hand's standing is situated in rishus haravin, but it's really viewed as being rishus hayachid, metalto rishus hayachid. And the same thing the other way around. So that's why, the Rashba says, that's why here the shaila that follows is very much on the heels of what we just said. Because the issue that we just discussed just before is about how independent is it from the Rishus of the Guf. The Chiddush of Abai is that it's not independent, it is Basa Gufa Greira. Ah, if so, then it should be basa gufa greira to the extent that it's there's not even like a karmelis. It's not independent at all of the rishus that it started, that the guf is in. Or no, maybe it's still a karmelis. Maybe it has some measure of autonomy from the guf where it started. See, this is why I think that you hear better why the Rishonim here, that the flow of Abaye fits nicer within the pshat of the Rush and the Rach, the Girsa Sarach, just to see it in the language of the Rush. Ulahach Girsa Nicha Dahavi Habaya Me'ena Pshitusa. The shayla that follows is on the same type. The Pshita Leish Inner Kshushi Pshutasha. Well, look at yourself with your surroundings. When we buy it, in the Mokom Sheep Shuta to Eke Karmelis. The Rush didn't emphasize so much the issue of, well, according to Rashi, it seems to be Negea, someone taking or putting in. And now you're discussing the issue of the Yad for itself. That the Rash went through it. For the Rush, I don't hear that necessarily has to be put into the hopper. Just simply, the it's more of a natural extension of the Shaila, of the Pshitusa. Because we were discussing, is it independent of the goof? So we said, no, it's not independent of the goof. Nope, it's not independent of the goof. Then it shouldn't be independent in any way of the goof, and maybe it's permitted entirely, or maybe it's a karmelis. According to Rashi, the chidush of the first, I mean, the pshita of Abaye was that it's what? That it's not, that what? It's not negres achar goof. Lugabe, someone putting in and taking out. And now the shayla is it a karmelis? Why is that flow from the original point? Why should it be a karmelis? If you argue it should be like the goof, so then who's talking about karmelis? It shouldn't be us to bring it back. But if it's an issue of it is nigger after the, it's not nigger after the goof, okay. So why bring in karmelis? Could be it's better the way the Rashi put it also, because the issue originally was because of, you know, guess someone putting and taking, okay, so then it's more of a problem. Why do we go on with the next question? Again, Rashi says the issue is knas. The knas could be a new consideration based on knas. Let's hone in a little bit more on this Girsa Sarach, yeah, more carefully. So what is the point according to the Rach of Abaye is Pshitali? It's telling us that we say Yada Basa Gufa Gvera. Why would you think Rashi did not want to learn this way? That was in fact the old Yersa. Who can give me a svara based on what we saw in early Gemara? Rashi did not want to learn Pshat the way that the Rishonim is saying based on the Rach. Yeah? So, what about Rashi in early Gemara would not sit well with this pshat of the Rishonim within the Rach? One more time. According to the Rach's Girsa, the point of Abaye is to say we don't want the Yad to be considered where it is right now. Rather, we see it in some way as being nigger after the goof. Why would Rashi not want it in this way? Yeah?
Everything
Maskara
was that
you had
to
share it, just
seeing
things like that. Whoa, so, okay, so this is a question. And these are you're saying it one way. I would say it even stronger than you're saying it. You're saying, because Abai's not saying anything new, what Rabbi said to Rav was in the earlier Gemara. Don't ask, Akira's Gufloka, Akira's Chayfetz. Don't ask it from the Mishnah. In other words, how come in the Mishnah we don't say that he's. When he was nothing with Tochan Hotzi, he did an Akira? Because Yado Basar Gufo Greira. So we know already from the earlier Gemara. I'm asking you, so that's a question, according to Yishonah. I want to know, according to Rashi. Yeah, Danny?
Rashi
mentions Lishnachrina, but Rashi's Girsa was something different. What was Rashi's Girsa before? What? Yado lo naich. Again, what's the issue in early Gemara? The hand is in the other shoes. Someone put in something, and now you bring the hand back to where you are. And the problem is, why not make you chayiv? If say the ani, the rabbi put something in the ani's hand, the ani pulls his hand back to resist the rabbi. Why not make the ani chayiv? Because Akira's gufo ka Akira's chayfetz, Akira's yado, Akira's chayfetz, and the answer is yado lo naich. So Yad Lo Naich speaks about the status of the Yad in the other Rishus as not being in a state of Munach. So what do you see according to Rashi? Why does that not seem to jive with this Gemara, the way that we've shown him when this did the Gemara? Seemingly, according to Rashi, the Nekuda is not Yadav Pasaguf or Greira. Rashi does bring that in. That might have relevance. But the issue is, there was no Hanacha. The issue is not Hanacha. So, it's a different issue. Yeah, sure.
Why can't Rashi be saying that Abai is teaching here that Yad Abbas are Gufa Greira?
You know, Abai is telling you something new.
Right.
Okay. What? No, according to the Rishonim, Abai is in fact saying that. It's not like the Rishus that it is now. It's considered to be where the Guf is. Then why did Rashi not go that route? That's what we're trying to figure out. Why did Rashi go that? So you're saying, no other Abbas. So that's another point. The question is, does that Arab point contribute anything? If Lemaisa, you say Yad Lo Naich, so what happened to that problem? What are we talking about over here? So we're talking about when you bring your hand into the other Rishus, and what's the argument according to the Rashba, that if you say that it's considered to be in the Rishus, that it's right now, so then you should be Chayef. What happened to Yad Lo Naich? That's what I'm asking. In other words, what happened to that problem of Yad Lo Naich? Is this a problem or not, what I'm asking?
Isn't Abai what I've said? Isn't Mechavis Abai and Rava on Sadiq?
Oh, so you're bringing in something else?
I don't ask what Rava. Mechavis Abai and Rava, whether the Yad.
What?
Wasn't the original? Then this is only going to Abai.
What are you bringing to Abai? What Abai?
Sadiq.
The base, yeah.
Mechavis, there was Yad Abbas and Gufa Greira and Abai.
Yeah.
And not that.
So where did the hand go? That's part of the question. You know, is it on the ground? Is it above? Is it below three? Maybe it is. You have to know what the Metzius is over here. Where are you extending it in the other Rishus? Where is it? How low is it? Hard to know. How do you square the earlier Gemara, the way Rashi learned it, with this Gemara? Now, let's go back to the Rishonim. For the Rishonim, the question is the way you raised before. For the Rishonim, the Gemara before, the Girsa, the Gemara before, actually had the words, Yad Abbas Gufa Greira. That's exactly what was said before. So, seemingly, Abaye is echoing the same thing. According to Abaye, according to the Rach's Girsa, what did Abaye say? That the Yad is not considered to be where it's physically situated now, it's considered to be in the Rishus of the Guf. Basically, Yad Abbas HaGuf HaGveira. That's exactly what was said just before, that the Yad is considered to be Abbas HaGuf. So what did Abaye say that was new? Keep that question, hold that question. Chayra, according to Rishonim, so who asked this question? When the Rishonim, who asked this question? Not my question. What Abai say that was anything different than before? Whose question is this? Nobody else? What? The Balamor asks this question. Let's look at the Balamor. Now the Balamor adds another Nekuda here in the Raya from the Mishnah, so we'll see that together. Let's look at the Balamor's Lashon. The Balamor asks this question. Okay. And Rashi was hedging here. Where does Rashi fit? Rashi's Peshat and early Gemara. What makes it more confusing is because Rashi says, there was a Giyas, Yad Basar Fugreira, but it's Yisera. why we struggled at the time. So Yisrei Himyon sounds like it has a connection in some way. So Rashi did subscribe to the other Busa Gufa Greyer. It's just that it's combination in some way with the fact of Yadol Onayich. So, and here we're saying, in a sense, that it's not Busa Gufa Greyer, at least not Ugamre. So not so smooth, right?
As there's no way to read that Rashi and Gimel that he was Dochei completely, just a Sera.
Yisrei sounds like it doesn't need to be said, but it has relevance. So then again, you have to say that it's not here Abaye saying it's not Busa Gufa Greyer Ugamre. You have to Ugamre of Rashi. But I still want you to not understand, but is the problem one of not being Nach in the other Rishus, or is it a problem that it's not considered in the other Rishus at all?
Yeah, when we first saw that Rashi, we said that the fact that he says that it's superfluous means that the way Tosfos read Rashi is not...
Doesn't fit Rashi, right?
So,
what about some of the other Pirushim we gave in Rashi? The Rush, for example, didn't seem to work with that. There are those Rishon, there's some Rishon, Shan Rashi did work together. They said, let's say the Ran. What did the Ran say in Rashi before? That given the fact that the Guf is in one Rishus and the Yad is in the other Rishus, so that can't be considered that the Yad is in a state of Nach if the Guf isn't with it. If it's in the same Rishus as the Guf, then it is Nach on the Yad. Because you can say it's Nach in the Guf if you want, you can say it that way. It's in a state of rest if the Guf and the Yad are together. But if the Guf is in one Rishus, Yad in the other Rishus, it's not Nach. So does the problem become that it's not Nigra after the Guf, or the problem becomes it's not considered to be Munach? It's just that when it's not considered Munach, if the Guf and the Yad are separate domains. Seemingly, the problem is that it's not considered munach. So here too, I can use that logic to explain why Rashi cannot really embrace the pshat of the Rach of the Rishonim, because according to Rishonim, what did Abaye say? Don't consider that the Yad is in the Rishus, that it's physically situated. It's Enoch Rishus HaYachid, it's Enoch Rishus HaRabim. Rather, what? Consider it to be what? In a Basa Gufa Greyer. But Rashi doesn't agree with that. Rashi never would say that it's not considered to be in the Rishus that it's right now. It's just not Nach in that Rishus. And if you go with the extent that Basa Gufa Greyer has relevance, it's only to define, because of that fact that the Yad and the Guf are separate domains, therefore it's not Nach. So I think that, see, this is why I'm intuitively convinced. Again, we have to try to flesh it out better and explain it, but intuitively it would seem very much consistent with Rashi earlier, that Rashi could not buy into the pshat of the Rishonim with the Girsa Sarach. Because according to the Girsa Sarach and the Rishonim, the end result of Abaye's statement is to establish that it's not considered to be in the Rishus where it's physically now, but rather, in some sense, it's nigger after the Guf. Rashi doesn't seem to have that principle. Rashi's point in early Gemara had to do with Yad Olonach, and even if the Girsa that Rashi says is that Basa Gufa Greyer, it's only to the extent that that fact that it's not in the same Rishus as a Guf is why it's considered Onach. That's how many Rishonim word Rashi back then. So it's not that fundamentally it's considered Nigra after the Guf, it's just that reality of it being in a separate Rishus of the Guf is therefore why I'm left with the problem of not being Nach. But as far as where it is or where it isn't, it could treat the being of Rishus where it is, but it's not Nach in that Rishus. But not, don't tell me it's not like that Rishus. And the Rishonim are saying that the problem is it's not considered that Rishus. That's because they embraced the Girsa earlier of Yado Basa Gufa Greira, which really means that Abaye is saying the same thing, which is now the Balamor's question. So why did Abaye say it if it's already been stated in the earlier Gemara? But for Rashi, it's not that has been said already. It's not really the same idea at all. I don't see in the earlier Gemara the point that it's Basa Gufa Greira. I see that. So, Onach, you want to make that depend on the fact that it's not the same as the Guf. Maybe that's why it's Onach. But it not being nach in the rishus that it is not the same thing as saying that it's not considered to be in that rishus that it is. If Rabbi says it's not kirshus hayach, it's not kirshus harabin, sounds like it's saying more than just that. It's not nach. It's not considered to be in that rishus. It's nigger after the goof. For Rashi, that's not so. So for Rashi, it's really the other direction. The chiddush of Rabbi is it's not nigger after the goof gagamre. Yeah.
How does that fit with what Rashi says on our Gemara that Inan is Regis Nachari Gufo?
That means that for Rashi, I think the Gamri is key. According to Rashi, the Abayi's Chiddush is that it's not considered to be Gamri is Regis Nachari Gufo. But there is some element in which you see it as, you know, as connected. But it doesn't really get mentioned before. It in some way, this is Regis Nachari Gufo, but not in the absolute sense. And Abayi is really talking, breaking new ground, if you will. And according to Rashi, Abayi is breaking new ground. According to the Rishonim, within their girsa of the earlier Gemara, Abayi seems to be just echoing what we just said before. And that's something the Baal Mor picks up on. The other Rishonim didn't see this point, but the Baal Mor makes this clear. But let's see the whole Baal Mor, because the Baal Mor has something else here that is interesting in terms of the nuances of the Raya from the Mishnah. Let's read the Baal Mor together, yeah? So let's see, in this Gemara, it's always hard to find things, okay? Here it is, okay. Amar Abaye, you want to see it? Amar Abaye? Yadu shel adam eina lo kishus hayach v'shus harabim. Perus, yadu shel adam ha-pshuta v'shus acheres, eina ka'osa v'shus shi pshuta v'tolchol gamrin. Okay, now, notice something immediately in the Baal Mor, two things. What is Abaye coming to do for us? He's coming to tell us it's not like Rishus HaYachid where the goof is or where the yad is. Where the yad is. So right away you see where he's going. Not Rashi, but the Chiddush of Abayi is that it's not viewed as being in the Rishus that it physically is situated in. But notice he has another word. It's important here as well. It's not like that Rishus Lagamre. The same way Rashi uses the Lagamre that Rashi was focusing on it not being in the Rishus of the goof. Lagamre. To some extent it is considered to be in that Rishus. So too in the Baal Mor, it's not considered to be Gamre in the Rishus that it right now finds itself. Rishus HaYachid Lo Havi, and now the Girsa of the Rach is what he works with. Miyodu the Ani Hapshuto Lefnim. So now we're going with the Rach. The Ani's hand is extended in the inside. She'ihu Haisa Rishus HaYachid Gemura, if it would be completely Rishus HaYachid, then again, we don't deal with the problem of Nach. Nach it is. The problem is, it's not viewed as being Rishus HaYachid. That's why I'm saying the foil to Rashi. For Rashi, I think this cannot be said. For Rashi, the issue is, it's not Nach. For the Rishonim, as far as Nach is concerned, there's no problem. It's not Rishus HaYachid. If it were Rishus HaYachid, you'd be Chuyib La'alter. So too, if his hand is extended to Rishus, he did a hachnasa. Zok the Baal Mor, v'ha naga debaya min eirav mirebi. This is touching that sugya just before of the shaila was asked of Rebbe, ubetayme de kapashidle, and the reason that Rebbe was poshe when he gave the answer. When Rebbe answered to Rav, what did he say? Yodo basar gufo gereira. So in effect, what did Rebbe say? What Abaye say? Mechinam. Uvelo havi gemura kirshus shechnisa letocha. Basar gufo gereira means it's not completely in the shus that it right now finds itself. So the Baal Mor is saying, mechinam. Abaye is just summing up what we had before. Naga the boy mine Rami Rebbe. Okay, Simchanam, maybe that's all it is. Now the Baal Mor adds another point. The Od, another point here that the Mishnah would show us that in some way it's Basar Gufo Gereira, it's not considered absolutely to be in Rishus, it's found in the Od. Ilu Haisa Yado Sho Ani Apshuta Lifnim Kishus Ayachid Gimura. If you view the Ani's hand as being completely in Rishus HaYachid where it's now found, Hayabala Bayis Patur Umutur Kishnosim Litocha. So now the Baal Mor brings in the inyan that Rashi brought. Rashi talked about the Nata Mitocha in his Pshat. The Rashi brought in the Nasan Gotocha within Rashi to prove that it's, you know, that it's not after the goof. Now we're focusing on whether it's considered to be where it is right now. So the Baal Mor, why would the Baal Bais have a Patra of Asher if he puts in the hand or takes from the hand? He's using Rashi's illustration of the Mishnah, but to prove what? To prove the opposite point, because why would there even be an Isser? Why would it be Patra of Asher? What do I have here? What has he been doing? He's been metalto in the same as this. There's no element of Akira here of any kind. There's no Amanas Lahotzi. It's all within the same Meshus. And what's the problem? The Mishnah counts it's considered to be Patra Avolasa. Vanan Nanin Masisim Ture de Kavid Maisa. Timanya Peturi de Kuan Patra Avolasa Vani Bechlola. In other words, as far as the count of the Mishnah, so we had this idea of, you know, Asa Dechiv Chatas. But basically, the old Patra Avolasa, except for the Patra Mutter in the first part of the Mishnah. The Chen Tem Farish, Yishuz Kishiramu Adam, Yim Yodis Obalabais, Apshut Lachutz, Vav Shlomo, Zal Hechlev Shidazu Bepirushav, Venir Shugoris Bechiluf, Vagirsa Shekasavna Hu Yan Chona, the Chen Nimtse specific Gaonin, Vapirish Apirashna Hu Anachem. So the Baal Mor works with the Gisa Sarach, but there's two things here that we notice. Number one, I mean three things. The Lagamre, he adds the Lagamre here within his own pshat. And second point is that the he mentioned that it has a shaykhis to the earlier Gemara. He acknowledges that. It's Noga in that sugya. And third point is, in the Raya of the Mishnah, he brings not just that you would be chayiv right away if it were to be in the Mishnah that it's right now found, but it's also a Raya from the fact that the person who's Nasan or Natal is Patra Avolasser, and why should that be? It should be Patra Mutter. Interesting is the following. Tosis Rid also works within Gersis Rach, and how does he differ from both the Baal Mor and the Rashba Tosaras? Rashba Tosaras, they learn within the Gersis Rach that the Raya from the Mishnah is from what? That it's not considered to be in the Rishus that right now it finds itself? That somewhat it's considered to be Basar Gufo. The Raya is from what? According to the Rashba Tosarash, what's the Raya from? That you're not chayiv as soon as you enter the other airspace. And you stop. The Baal Mor says that, but what else does he say the Raya is from? The fact that if someone puts or takes from that hand that's extended, that it's Patur of Oser. It should be Patur of Mutter. The Tosis Rid says that the Raya is from where? Only. The only thing he mentions is the Raya is from the fact that if you put or take from that yad, if Patra Vasa should be Patra Mutter. What doesn't he mention? The point about the Shbichai as soon as you go in. That's what's interesting in terms of the Diyuk here. Let's look at Tosis Vid. As the Baal Mor said, this was the old years of the Gaonim. Hamore, who's the Mora? Whenever Tosfos refers to the Mora, who's he mean? You will know now. Mora is Rashi. Hamore, mahapich hagirsa vigoris. She said, "Rabbi, I have your diani." She said, "Yachel, I have the Baal Bais." V'nirugli l'kayim girsa sasvarim. He likes to work with the old girsa. L'farish kach. We know it'll go quicker because we see it already. Yadu shel Adam ein lo kishus hayachid in pashta mevshus harabim kishus hayachid lo havi kishus hayachid. It's not like the kishus hayachid that it's extended into. Lo kishus harabim shin pashta nami kishus hayachid kishus harabim lo havi kishus harabim. Velo amrinan the koheich the kaima yado to havi kahir kishus. We don't say that wherever the hand is right now, that's where it is. Kishus hayachid lo havi miyadu daani. Now again, this is the Rach's girsa. Sharei, kishi hichnis ha'ani as yodel lefnir mleya, v'natal Baal Bais mitocha. If the Baal Bais took from the ani's hand that was extended, o mechnisa v'konis, or if he brought it in empty, v'nasam Baal Bais litocha, katani gabi Baal Bais patra v'losser. And what is the Baal Bais doing wrong? Nisad Rabbana. He did an akira by taking it from the ani's hand, or putting in the ani's hand. It's not part of the four. It's not like the Reisha, which is no action. And we don't say, wait, it should be completely mutter. Again, here you see a kinetic here. What would be the svara that it would be considered to be where it is and not nigraf the gufo? It becomes batel to the rishus that it's right now found. It's not going to follow the goof. It's going to become batel to the rishus that it right now is found. Like I'm going from one corner of the room to the other. That's rishus yachid lavi mir daani. She said, "Rabbi, nami lo avi mir the balbais. Shek shahotzi balbais is yod lechutz mireya." The nato ani mitocha, so the balbais extends a full hand and the ani takes from it. Oh, reconis. Balbais extends an empty hand. V'nasim ani mitocha, katani gabi ani patra v'laser. Again, the afagav du'ad mi'chesh b'mpturi da'ar b'mishim du'asi chilchatas mi'kol makom patra v'laser tani ve. V'lo armina tibato yada the balbais. Eitzu rishus rabbi imutani lito mitocha lito mitocha tocha ba'amis. The kaim and the shamin and masnisin de'lo batra yada eitzu osa rishus yoshita sham. Since you see that it doesn't become batel to the rishus where it's extended, and Cain, the whole siyada malei peres lachutz mutar lachzir min adin. Now it leads to the next part of Abaye. It should be permitted to bring it back. Vashta bayi, but nevertheless, let it be a karmelis maybe. What could we be medayik from the Tosus Rid Rabbos say? What should we be medayik? That the Tosus Rid avoided the raya from the Mishnah being that if you, as soon as you went into the other rishus, you should be chayiv. So that shows you that it's not considered to be in the rishus that it physically in. What shows that we don't say tibato eitzo that rishus? The fact that the other one can put it into the hand and it's an isud rabbanan. And it should be mutar gamri or to be batel to the rishus. That's the only thing that we're proving from. Why doesn't he mention the other point? It's one ha'ara. The other ha'ara, which I think is worth mentioning, someone pointed out in the morning at Seder, l'chara, this reed is a stira to another reed. Who remembers? The reed, piskei reed, tells about the same person. And what do we know about the piskei reed, about the case where it was nasan l'tocha or notan l'tocha in the same rishus? What did the Piskei Rid say about that? Mutar gamri. Shnei and Peturin is not of the same type. Shnei and Peturin means for the one who crossed the border, he's patur v'aser, but the other one who did b'toch shelo is patur mutar. We have more patur mutars in Mishnah than we realized. That was a Piskei Rid. So this Rid is clearly against that. And I think the only way to answer this is madur tlisa. As you can see on the top of the page, the Rid was Choser. When he wrote that, he thought one way. That's what you have to assume. The Rid ended up ultimately holding that there is an Issa. So now if they revise what we said, I mean not revise, just to recognize that the Rid himself did not ultimately hold this way. Because that's how he learns our Gemara. When he learned Gimel Bet Aleph, he thought one way. When he learned to Gimel Beis, he was chosen based on how he thought the Raya is only going to be from. But now our first question begs itself. But he didn't have to be chosen. If he was chosen because of this Gemara, why couldn't he have read the Gemara without wading into that issue and learn the Gemara that the Raya is from the fact that you're not chayiv as soon as your hand stopped in the other Rishus, which is how the other Rishonim learn. And the Baal Mor mentions both, but you could have just said the other way. And as far as this Raya, there would be nothing to talk about. It maybe he is patur mutar. So must be that there must have been something but Tosus Rid thought in the other raya that's missing, that's not a good raya. We're trying to prove that it's not batur to the rishus it is, but it's nigra after the goof. And you can't prove it from the fact that as soon as you extend your hand to the other rishus, how come you're not chayiv? So, why can't that be a raya? Why does the Tosafot need the raya to be predicated on the nasan of the natal that is a patra v'laser and were it to be batul to the rishus, it should be mutar lagamrei? Why does that have to be the raya? Why couldn't the raya be, and why does he leave it out? I don't know if I'm right that he was chosen because he had no way to read the Gemara. But even if that's not the issue, he was chosen because stam he was chosen. But meanwhile, how come he doesn't mention the other point that the Baal Mor mentions, that the Rishonim mentioned as the only point to prove this? Why didn't Tosfos Rid consider that to be the basis of the Raya for the Mishnah? That's what I want you to think about. Can anyone think of a svara here? I think it's not, you know, it's not so far-fetched. What could we say? Why did Tosfos Rid feel that we could prove it from the fact that there isn't a chiyuv immediately when you enter the other Rishus? That should prove that Yadav Vasa Gufa Greira. Yeah? Anyone? What do you think, Yeshua? Because it wasn't Nach.
More likely it's going to be Nach when he's handing it over.
But in what sense is it not Nach? I mean, again, if the hand stopped, so what's the difference if the hand stopped or if I'm putting it in the hand or taking it from the hand? The hand is still in the air. Or if it's below three, it's below three. Then it's Nach from that perspective. What should be the difference in terms of that?
Practically speaking, the only time you're going to be Nach is when you're handing it over.
You mean just the Metzius? In other words, it could be that when you're handing it over, when you're going through, so it goes right to the other hand, it never came to a stop. It's very Baal Batish, you know, it never came to a stop. No, could be that. Sometimes that's correct. I mean, sometimes, oftentimes, it's, you may just, you thought Metzius is it, you know, who says your hand stop? I hear, okay?
Maybe you could say something like the Marashah, if the hand is Holecha Simachavex, it's not really considered a Hanacha.
The Rishon is talking about the goof, walking with the goof.
Right, so all the more so a hand would be Hanacha if it was just walking or moving with the object.
But we hold Hanachas Gufas Hanachas Chavetz. So then what's the, you know, Chavetz, you know where your point is well taken. You know where. According to who should your point be very well taken? Keep this in mind. It's a tremendous question on whose Shita should we end up saying it's not Hanachas Chavetz. Which Pshat, which Rishon from the early Gemara, who remembers? Chavetz, when your hand moves with a Chavetz and not your goof, it shouldn't be at the end of the day. It shouldn't be Akira or Anach. Which Rishon? The Rush. The way the Rush, the way we're in the Rush, the point of what Rebbe said in response was, Yadol Onayach, Gufo Nayach, is that Akira's Gufo is Akira's Chayfesh, Hanachas Gufo is Hanachas Chayfesh, but Akira's Yado, not Akira's Chayfesh, Hanachas Yado is Hanachas Chayfesh. We're going to have major problems on that Rush from the later part of our Gemara too. We're going to have later in the case where if he extended his hand and dropped it afterwards, going to see in the Mefush the Gemara, the Sfas Emes doesn't understand. How could they say such a thing? It's against our Gemara, the Hemshach Amud. I mean, but Yilchur, according to the Rush, then I understand also that this would not be a riot. Because Hanachas Gufo is not Hanachas Chefetz. We use the Rush to explain who? In the Mishnah, remember? We use that Rush to explain Rashi. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah, in the case of the Mishnah? What did the person do after he brought it back to his Rishus? He did a Hanachas, sounds the Hinichal. And Rikki Vegas says, why does Rashi have to do that? Rashi, and maybe Rashi held Hanachas Guf, it's a suffix. So Rashi didn't want to get into the suffix. Why did the Rav do it? So the Rikki Vegas didn't really know. And we said, according to the Rash, beautiful. Because just the fact that you put your hand and brought it back, and your hand stopped, does not count as Hanach and the Chayfes. Because the Gemara ends up saying, according to the Rash, that it's only Akira's Gufo, or Hanachas Gufo is Akira, or Hanach of the Chayfes, but Akira's Yado is not. Again, major problems from the Hemshach HaGemara here, so I don't know if it's but Lamai said that's where your point is well taken, according to the Rush. But other than the Rush, after we know Hanachas Gufo Hanachas Chavetz, Hanachas Yado is the same thing. So therefore I wonder, again, why would the Tosfos Rid not use the Raya from the Mishnah that the way the other Rishonim did? Why does he avoid saying? Why is he only focused on the issue in terms of what would be if the person, the other one, put or took from the hand? And that proves that it's considered not to be in the Rishus that it's situated. Because if it were to be in the Rishus that's situated, then the person didn't do anything wrong. And what about the other point? Yeah,
Jorge. Shouldn't there be a problem for the Ram's explanation of Rashi too? Just because the hand is in the other Rishus, so it's not Nach, because it's not in the same
Rishus. We brought it before. According to Rashi, that's what we mentioned before, Rashi didn't like that Raya. Didn't like that, right? Because it's not, the problem is it's not Nach, the problem is not that Rishus. Okay?
But
you see, if that's true, then how did Tosfos bring the Raya from the other thing? So then, what's the difference? No, what was a Raya? The fact that he could put or take from the Yad, and it's considered to be it should be mutal gamrei and it should be patra avalasa. What do you make of that? Why is that? Why is that yes or raya? Now I was thinking of machshava. Let me tell you what I'm thinking, and then you have to know after I tell you what I'm saying in Dovin, you have to know what the other Rishonim were thinking. You know, basically, what are we trying to prove according to the Rishonim, according to the Rach's Girsa? We're trying to prove what point? Yado basa gufo greira. We don't see it to be in the Rishus that it's now, but we see it's basa gufo greira. So the philosopher says, you see it because how come the Baal Bais who's taking or putting me on his hand is aser l'chatchila? It should be totally mut. What didn't he mention? The fact that the ani goes right in and he stops, his hand stops, why isn't the ani chayev? So maybe Tosfos would have a simple answer. Why is the ani not chayev? Doesn't have to prove that the yad is not considered to be in the hand in the rishus that right now physically finds itself. It doesn't have to prove yad basgu. You know why? Because I can tell you why he's not chayev. Because the fact is the yad is connected to the guf. So we have a klal in the Gemara later in Sadi Beis, Eged Yad, Shemei Eged. Just like Eged Kli, we had a case where something is in a Kli, in a vessel, and part of what's in the there's mustard seeds in the vessel. So some of those mustard seeds are over the line in the other Rishus. But the Kli that has everything in it is partly in the first Rishus. So you could say that even though where are those mustard seeds? They're in the Rishus Harabim. But why aren't you chayiv eged kli shmei eged? So, to the extent that it's somewhat still connected to the kli is in the other rishus. So therefore, you can't be chayiv. As yotzi is called a kli. Eged yad is a similar idea. If it's connected to the yad, or the yad is connected to the guf, eged guf, so you can't be chayiv. That doesn't tell me the yisod of basa gufa greira. It just tells me you can't be chayiv because something's still holding on in the other rishus. It's a din of eged. So if it's a din of eged, then that's not going to prove what we want to prove. The etzem it is in the rishus it's found, but for hotzah you're not chayiv because there's something that's still holding it back. The yad is really where it is now, but eged yad keeps it mikchayiv. So where do I find the raya that the yad is be'etzem not batal to the rishus that it is? Because eged yad is like an impact on someone else who takes or puts in that hand. You know, in terms of your chiyuv, what's the difference between the raya of the Tosa Rush and the raya of the Tosa Rush? Tosa Rush is discussing the issue from the perspective of you being chayiv in the case where you extended your hand to the other rishus. Why are you not chayiv if it's considered the yad is in that rishus? Must be it's the yad is not in that rishus, it's nigra after the goof. What is the yad Tosa read? Not from that, from the fact that someone who puts or takes from that yad. So why did he have to use that? Because that's going to establish in terms of the status of the yad itself, is it in rishus where it is now in rishus harabim or not? Is it batul terat rishus or not? It must be. It's not batul terat rishus. Otherwise, how could someone be usher lechatchila to take or put in that hand? So it must be that it's not the etzem. It's not considered batul terat rishus. But the raya of the rash is in terms of my being chayiv. Could be that it is batul terat rishus. But there's halacha neged. The fact that it's connected to the goof, so that keeps you from being chayiv. It's a technicality. You can't be chayiv. There's something that's you're still holding on in the other rishus to it. So that keeps you from violating melachas hotzah. But as far as where's the yad could be where it is now. So in other words, we both say that's the difference. The din of eged is only in terms of my chiyuv. Did I violate the melacha? But in terms of someone taking or putting, that's the litmus test of where it is. As far as the other issue, it is in Rishus where it's found. But there happens to be a din of eged that holds you back from being chayiv. Oh, so it's not such a good svara. So what did the Rashba think? What did the Rashba think? No, so what do you have to say? Apparently, the din of eged yad and eged guf is not a totally separate concept from which concept? From Yada Basa Gufa Greira. In other words, the two work in tandem. Now you have to know how to say it. You can say it different ways, but try one way. To the extent that I would see the Yad as not being Basa Gufa Greira, as being independent of the Guf, or the Yad being independent, it's not Eged Yad anymore. It's only Halacha of Eged Yad because I see it as Shayach to the Guf. It's not, you can't say, really, it's in this Rishus, but it's still connected to the other Rishus. If it's independent, then it's independent. Then Eged Yad won't bother me. All that has to hang in the balance. The Din Basa Gufa Greira, the Din Eged Yad go together. And for the Tosfos Rida, I think you could separate the issues. So the only way he would be able to definitively say it's not Batul to the Rishus is by saying that it's Negea whether someone puts or takes from the Yad, how come they did an Issur Rabbanan. But the other issue could be squared with saying it's Mitzvah Shus, but there's Din of Eged. And another Rishus would say the Din of Eged and the Din of Batul Gubir go hand in hand. Okay, it's interesting. That's interesting svara to ponder. This is going to be a little bit nogea for tomorrow. We'll get into the Shub Karmelis. You have to know what's the klolim in general of hotsa and achnasa. If I have a situation of somebody being a one rishus, Karmelis or whatever it be, rishus or rabbin, and I have a way to getting it back, and it's in the airspace of the other rishus, is it a violation of hotsa and achnasa in a case like that? How does that idea of this quote egg of whatever kind impact on the demon themselves of Hotsa Nachnasa in terms of cases like that in general? So to see more about this.